Robert Coolbell, a member of Cool and the Gang, was born on this date in 1950. This American funk and pop band from Jersey City, New Jersey, was one of the first successful self-contained black bands of the 1970s. The group's first charting single, Cool and the Gang, a horn-driven, highly rhythmic instrumental dance track, was followed by a steady string of similar singles through 1976. The band's commercial breakthrough came in 1973 with the album Wild and Peaceful, which featured the singles Funky Stuff, Jungle Boogie, and Hollywood Swinging, all of which reached the rhythm and blues top 10 charts. Cool and the Gang's sound was an innovative fusion of jazz, African rhythms, and street funk that established the band as an innovator in black music until the onset of the disco era. However, when the group's single Open Sesame was reissued on the soundtrack for the motion picture Saturday Night Fever in 1977, Cool and the Gang shifted emphasis toward pop and disco. In 1979, the band added a new lead vocalist and producer, which led to a cleaner, pop-driven sound, and to the crossover single Ladies' Night. Numerous hits followed, including the number one hit Celebration in 1980, as well as the sentimental pop songs Joanna in 1983 and Cherish in 1985. Cool and the Gang charted more pop singles than any other act in the 1980s. The band has continued to record and tour into the early 21st century. A dedication to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate and party with you. Come on now. James Kelly Hampson passed away on this date in 1956. The amateur archaeologist's plantation in Mississippi County yielded rich artifacts dating back hundreds of years. Hampson's collection of about 40,000 items was subsequently donated to the University of Arkansas. A number of items are now on display in the Henry Clay Hampson II Museum in Wilson, which is managed by the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hampson was one of only a few amateur archaeologists to be honored with an obituary in American Antiquity. The Great Chicago Fire erupted on this date in 1871. The blaze destroyed 4 square miles of the city, killing about 250 people and leaving some 90,000 homeless. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.